Hi, Carol. What's on your mind, ma'am?
Well, I've been diagnosed with Crohn's. I have sores in the small intestines, and the biopsy came back positive. I've been treated with prednisone and steroids for flare-ups, and I'm looking for a natural alternative.
Oy vey, ma'am. Prednisone, we should never go near that stuff. It happens to be an artificial, never-before-found-on-planet-Earth form of cortisol, which is present in everyone's body. And cortisol, if we have to use a steroid, is nature's steroid. It's not an artificial one, and it causes a heck of a lot less in the way of side effects. Oh my goodness, cortisol. You can check with any natural medicine doctor, and if cortisol is ever needed, they can prescribe it for you, tell you how to use it safely. It comes in little capsules. You don't need a shot. But let's go to trying to cure the problem, huh? Because cortisol would be kind of like prednisone in just one way. It just quenches the problem temporarily, and it does not get anywhere close to a cure. Now, if you've got a, pencil, ma'am, or a pen?
Say that again?
Have you got a pen or a pencil?
Oh, yes, yes.
Please write down this author. Her name is Elaine, E-L-A-I-N-E. Elaine, E-L-A-I-N-E. Gottschall. Last name is G-O-T. S-C-H-A-L-L. G-O-T-S-C-H-A-L-L. And her book is called, by this title, Breaking the Vicious Cycle. Breaking the Vicious Cycle. And what she means is the vicious cycle of Crohn's flare up and calm down and flare up and Crohn calm down and so forth. Now, her book tells you all about a very, very particular diet that, in the large majority of cases, reduces Crohn's disease to a heck of a lot less than it was before. I am not kidding, ma'am. I worked just once on this problem with a Boeing engineer who couldn't believe it, but his wife talked him into it. He went on to Elaine's diet. It's called the Specific Carbohydrate Diet. It's described in her book. And all his Crohn's symptoms went away. Being an engineer, he didn't believe it, so he went off the diet, and his Crohn's symptoms came back. So what do you know? His wife told him, get the blink back on that diet. He did, and his symptoms haven't been back since, ma'am. Now, I'm not going to tell you that the diet is the only thing out there, but you got to start with it. And here's where you can find that book really inexpensively, ma'am. Get that pencil going.
Okay.
It's all those W's, www.usedbooksearch, spelled just like it sounds, used book search, because this is an older book,
yeah,
but it works. Book search. Now, that it's .co, not .com, .co, .uk, because it's based in the United Kingdom. And what that search engine does is within 3 or 4 minutes after you put in the author and the title, and click here, up comes a list of about 15 different online booksellers. They tell you if they have the book or not, if so, how many copies, and what their price is. So it's really a convenient used book search engine. And for this kind of book, which is, I don't know if it's still in print, but it's an older one, but it works. That's the key thing. It's a very good place to go to find that book, ma'am. So really, really, really get Elaine Gottschall's book, Breaking the Vicious Cycle. Now, there's one other thing that I'd suggest you look at very hard. I should say two other things. One, almost always people who have Crohn's disease have food allergies. And although the food allergies are not, I'll underline not, the cause of the Crohn's disease, they sure as heck aggravate it. And I've worked with folks who had partial control on the Gottschall diet, and we found out they were allergic to some of the components of it. So they got rid of those, and what do you know, now they got complete control. And even without going on the Gottschall diet, there is research out there, many researches, that show that finding out what you're allergic to, foods now, inhalants don't matter to the gut, what foods you're allergic to, and eliminating them all really makes a considerable difference to Crohn's disease, particularly its aggravations. So if you're working with a doctor skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, they can tell you how to get your food allergies checked. Or you can do it yourself, because in Washington State, you can order your own food allergy test. And when you get the report back, it's perfectly obvious which are the bad guys and which aren't on the graph that you get back. And yes, I do happen to be medical director for Meridian Valley Laboratory, and they're the only ones that offer what they call the blood spot test, which is where they send you several little pieces of cardboard, and you open the window, and there's some filter paper, and you got to prick yourself in the finger, I'm sorry, and put a spot of blood on each of those filter papers. You mail it off to the lab, and about 2 weeks later, you get back your report on food allergies. And of course, it's not covered by insurance. They never cover anything like that. They wouldn't be bothered because it's not, quote, conventional medicine, unquote. But that way, you can find out what foods you're allergic to, get rid of those, and go with the Gottschall diet. And then the last thing, ma'am, I would encourage you to consider, after you've done all that, possibly, to be working with a doctor skilled in natural medicine, because, unfortunately, Crohn's disease is a disease of the intestine that leads both to diarrhea and other bowel symptoms, and most of the people who've had Crohn's for a while are deficient in quite a number of nutrients. Two of them that they're frequently deficient in are zinc and vitamin A. And guess what? Good old prednisone rips the body off of zinc and vitamin A. I'm not kidding. It makes us excrete a whole lot more zinc. And zinc is totally necessary for healing, because DNA won't divide properly without zinc. And if we're going to heal, we have to make new cells. And that's what the DNA does, is help us make new cells. So anyway, ma'am, I've taken a lot of your time, but that'll give you a really good head start. And Crohn's disease is something that you can usually, if you follow along with Elaine Gottschall and the food allergies and your natural medicine doctor, you can get under control and never, ever need another shot of that artificial form of cortisol called prednisone.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, ma'am. I just wish that conventional medical doctors would actually read medical journals where a lot of this stuff has been printed. I'm sorry.